Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary, not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Jørgen Klopp forteller om sesongens store utfordringer. Her pausepraten fredag 7. mai ved Mari Lunde. Lørdag kveld møter Liverpool Southampton på Anfield. I forrige møte vant Sørskilds-laget overraskende 1-0 etter mål fra Danny Ings, og det var så stort for manager Ralf Hasenhüttl å slå Jørgen Klopp sitt lag at han tok til tårene. Men seieren kostet Southampton dyrt, for etterpå fulgte en betydelig formsvikt. De tapte 6 kamper på rad, og blant annet 9-0 mot Manchester United. På de 10 kampene etter seieren over Liverpool tok de bare 1 poeng, og det kom mot Chelsea. Likevel, takket være en god høstsesong, har de så godt som sikret videre spill i Premier League. De ligger for tiden på en 15. plass på tabellen. Jørgen Klopp møtte pressen fredag ettermiddag, og der fikk han spørsmål om hva han forventer av Southampton lørdag.
Yeah, they are always very lively. It's all set up in a specific way that they everybody knows exactly what he has to do, these kind of things. So I think it's a joy to watch Southampton games. Maybe they didn't win often enough as well, because that's why they are in the position they are. But the football they play is at least always a very lively version of our wonderful game. And I like that.
Klopp kom også med en skadeoppdatering, hvor han spesifikt fikk spørsmål om Jordan Henderson.
The injury situation is nothing really new. We have a few, what's the saying?
Bumps and bruises.
Bumps and bruises. So the late decision, we have to make late decisions in a few more, on a few positions until tomorrow. Hendo, while we are sitting here, Hendo is running outside. That's what I can say. Nothing else. Was not in team training yet. And that's it pretty much.
Han fikk også spørsmål om hva som har vært den største utfordringen I titelforsvaret.
That's easy for us. We had too many injuries on key positions. I know people think that's an excuse, but you can... So I'm pretty sure I said that already, but it's like in the moment when we lost our full defense, we can, let me say it like this, it felt like you break your leg. But that's okay. You can still limp with that. But then we had to make our midfielders to transform them into defenders. Then we broke pretty much our spine on top of that, and then it's difficult to move. And that was a little bit. You remember that we in the beginning when we had the problems, we were still kind of winning. We're in a kind of a good position, but we always knew it's a long season to come and. If anything else happens, then we will struggle, and that's what happened. In the moment when you then to be in the position we were like 2 years before, we needed to be nearly perfect, and the situation needed to be nearly perfect. And that in the moment when it's not perfect for us, then the league is too strong to stay. Could we have been now? Could we be now instead of seventh, fifth or fourth? Yes, of course. No doubt about that. We should have done better than in specific moments. But you asked me for what was the challenge to deal with the amount of injury was the challenge. We obviously couldn't deal as good as we wanted over the whole season.
Mohamed Salah har blivit hedret med en pris för sitt väldedige bidrag i hembyn Nagrig I Egypt. Salah har blivit tilldelt prisen Sporting Inspiration Award från organisationen Laureus. Han sørget for bidrag til prosjekter I hjembyen ved å donere penger til å bygge ny skole, sykehus og ambulansestasjon, skriver organisasjonen I sin begrunnelse. Han har også støttet sportsfasiliteter og kloakrenseanlegg. Under pandemien har han donert oksygentanker til hjembyen og sørget for at familier har fått mat og har kommet med råd til hvordan de skal holde seg trygge. Bidragene har kommet gjennom den veldedige organisasjonen Nagrig Charity Association, som han startet I 2017. Trent Alexander-Arnold en av 8 spillere som nominert til månedens spiller for april I Premier League. Høyrebekken leverte blant annet 2 målgivende pasninger I tillegg til det viktige seiersmålet mot Aston Villa på Anfield. I dag det 2 år siden en av de aller største kveldene på Anfield noensinne da Barcelona gjestet stadion. Spanjolene ledet 3-0 etter første semifinale på Camp Nou, men Liverpool og supporterne var klare for å gi dem en kveld de sent vil glemme. Liverpool vant 4-0 og tok seg til sin andre strake Champions League-finale, som de vant. Hør på lyden da Gini Wijnaldum skåret 3-0-målet. Du har lyttet til pausepraten «Det siste døgnet med Liverpool» fra Liverpool Supporterklubb Norge. For flere Liverpool-nyheter kan du besøke liverpool.no.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud. Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.